Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
The new series of Twin Peaks launches tonight on Sky Atlantic, and here's an interesting idea that it may have been at least inspired by real events. David Bushman is TV curator at the Paley Center for Media in New York and co-author of Twin Peaks FAQ. David, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon to you. I have to say, Roger Moore never bought me a beer, but...
We are the only one. He's bought the rest of his beers.
Yeah, I know.
To be honest, David, you never said he liked you. That's what happens.
Well, you know what? He wasn't my favorite Bond either, so go ahead.
Speaking ill of the dead and everything.
Yeah.
Right. David Lynch and Mark Frost are kind of sitting around trying to think of an idea. And so to a degree, at least, is the premise of Twin Peaks prompted by something Mark Frost had heard about?
Yeah, well, you know, the legend is that, and Mark Frost confirmed this for us in an interview, the legend is that they were sitting around in a coffee shop, and they have differing memories of which coffee shop, but in L.A., and they kind of simultaneously got this bolt of lightning where they each thought of the image of a woman's body, a young woman's body being coming up on the shore of a lake or a pond. And where Mark says that that really came from stories that his grandmother used to tell him when they at their summer home up in upstate New York when he was a little kid growing up, they'd spend summers there, and there was a woman there named Hazel Drew who was killed in a pond, or actually killed outside the pond, and then her body dumped into the pond, and the murder this happened in 1908. Is never solved. And his grandmother used to spin these yarns about all this local lore, and that was one of the stories that she would tell them. And he absolutely says that, you know, that was in the back of his mind or in his subconscious when the image sort of came to him. So the answer to that is yes.
Mm. And were there parallels in the sense that Hazel was regarded as a local beauty and that perhaps there were multiple suspects?
Both true. She was definitely considered as a beauty. Every article that you see makes reference to that. You know, she was 20 years old. She had blonde, kind of flaxen hair, blue eyes. She had what's interesting, too, in another parallel to the Laura Palmer murder is that, you know, she's initially, the first stories that you read, everyone's talking about how she didn't have any gentleman callers, and she was this very... tame, quiet, unsocial girl, and then as police investigators delved deeper into it, they started to find all these secret romances that were going on. So that is, of course, very evocative of Laura Palmer. And yes, also, the suspects seem to be a different suspect every single day.
Yeah.
But they never were able to pin it on anybody.
Was Sand Lake a place full of eccentrics? Or that's more David Lynch we're talking.
No, you know, that, I mean, it's really hard to dichotomize Twin Peaks in terms of Mark Frost and David Lynch. And certainly, anytime you talk about eccentrics, David Lynch fits right in there. But, you know, Mark, again, he said that the summers that he spent up there, not only did he get the image of Hazel through that, but he met a lot of, he'd meet a lot of strange characters up there. And he would say to himself when they were writing a character, he would say, oh, this one reminds me of that person, and so on. And what Mark said was that it's a good point. I live in New York City. When you live in a small town, the sort of your secrets and the sort of idiosyncratic, eccentric characters, it's more difficult to hide or not be noticed in a small town because it's so small. And whereas in a big city, it's easier to get lost. So the answer to your question again is yes.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, he says the whole feel of the town of Taberton, which was the town that he grew up in, which was neighboring Sand Lake, the whole feel of the town and the people in the town and the whole idea of class. Like, Hazel Drew worked from the time she was 14 years old. She dropped out of school and went to work as a domestic. And, you know, there was Sand Lake and Avril Park. There were big resort areas for people with money. So he also said he got the feel of the town, but also this sense of the meaning of class in American society and how important it is to determining people's fate in life. Mm-hmm. He really got that from being up there as well. So there was, in addition to the Hazel Drew story, which is in and of itself this really incredibly interesting story that goes off in all sorts of weird places, like the Palmer investigation. It was a lot. I think a lot of the feel of Twin Peaks, the series, and town, at least from the Mark Frost end, is due to his experiences up there.
Have you seen any of the new series?
I did. So what they're doing here in America is you get Sunday night, you got parts one and two, they're calling it. They're not calling it episodes. Parts one and two. And then that's a two-hour investment of your time. And then if you wanted to stream three and four, you could do that. But I'm not that type of person. I like to sort of savor and digest. So I watched two and three Sunday night live, and then I went back home last night after work and rewatch them, and I'm going to hold off on three and four till next week.
Right. Okay. Has it now, without, because we're getting it broadcast tonight. Has it adapted in any way, if you like, for a completely different TV landscape? Because I suppose when it originally came out, it was an oddity. Now seems to be far more imagination in the production of television.
Very true, and I think a lot of people would say that Twin Peaks has played some role in that. I do think, here's my one piece of advice to you, is unsolicited advice, is don't think of it as Twin Peaks. Think of it as a David Lynch film.
Right,
and
okay.
Because I'm willing to go, I've seen every David Lynch film ever made, I'm willing to go wherever he takes me, and Mark Frost, of course, but, you know, I just think Lynch is an incredibly interesting and exciting dynamic filmmaker, but it did not feel like Twin Peaks to me. So people who don't know Twin Peaks, I think that's fine. You see some characters, you see some things that are evocative of the original, references to the original series, but it didn't feel like Twin Peaks. It felt like a David Lynch movie. And once you get past that idea that you're expecting it to be Twin Peaks, you can really kind of settle in and enjoy it. But you raise a great point, because TV is a completely different landscape. Now, as Lynch himself says, it's really the replaced independent cinema, or it's the new independent cinema. So it's being judged against a whole different benchmark compared with what it was. There's a lot of really great, interesting, challenging stuff on TV. I think Twin Peaks holds up, the Twin Peaks of the Return, Showtime is calling it. I think it definitely is part of that movement. Again, if you're familiar with Lynch's film work, you should have some sense of what you're getting.
I'm glad to hear that, actually. Very glad to hear that, because it would be almost disappointing just to get, if you like, a rote continuation of what was there before. David, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was David Bushman. He's TV curator of the Paley Center for Media in New York and co-author of Twin Peaks FAQ, All That's Left to Know About a Place Both Wonderful and Strange.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.